anyone who has sat in a meeting at work is likely to be familiar with phrases like reaching out, on my radar, touch base, and deep dive. They mean very little in a literal sense, but have become popular corporate speak, or language used in the corporate world. An associate professor in writing at the University of Queensland, Roslyn Petterlin, says organisations often deliberately set out to use such jargon to try to fool people.
They try to hide information that they don't particularly want the public to know, you know, telephone contracts, utilities contracts, that kind of thing. And I also think that within organisations these days, people are so desperate to get ahead that they will try to fool people by using language that's perhaps not familiar to them, jargon that's not familiar to them.
Dr. Petterlin says such strategies can be dangerous for organisations, exposing them to corporate risk when people allege they have been deliberately deceived. She says she has helped organisations aware of that risk to adopt plain language.
To get across the message that they weren't to use big words to, you know, fool the customers, etc., but to use plain language. So, and it was all about the whole, the money they spent on getting their staff to use plain language was all about avoiding corporate risk. Because, I mean, people can get material from an organisation and be so put off by the upbeat language that they go somewhere else.
She says for migrants trying to learn English, corporate jargon can make that process much more challenging.
A lot more difficult. I mean, one of the examples I used in a book I wrote recently called Writing, How Writing Works, was migrants who don't understand even very simple idioms. So somebody who was told to bring a plate to a barbecue actually brought a plate with nothing on it.
Dr. Petterlin says she can think of many examples.
Talking about a plan that people around a meeting didn't like, and somebody said, let's kick this into the very long grass. Native Australians would understand that immediately. You know, let's hide it. But it would be very puzzling to a migrant. Just about any idiom or buzzword would be puzzling.
Some of the jargon can get more complicated. For example, Dr. Petterlin points to an expression referring to a kimono, the traditional Japanese robe that has wide sleeves and is tied in a sash.
Once upon a time, we would have said, let's open up our books and let people see, you know, what we're doing. In other words, let's reveal our plans, our strategy, the workings of a project. But instead, open the kimono is just so horrible on so many fronts. I shouldn't even use the word front, should I?
The president of the Victorian Association for the Teaching of English, Emily Frawley, says idioms can definitely challenge migrants. She says literal meanings are hard enough.
Often before they've even starting to struggle with idioms or jargon or things like that, it's the literal language that they're struggling with. I've got students in year seven who are from a migrant background and have only been in Australia for a few years. They were preparing for the year seven camp at the start of this year, and we had to explain to one student what a torch was for his list of things to bring to the school camp.
Ms. Frawley says students living with autism can also struggle with the literal meanings of words and phrases.
We also see similar issues with students who might be on the autism spectrum. I had a student come into class earlier this year who was wanting to ask me a question. And I said, you know, can that question wait till we're a bit further into the class, meaning further along with the lesson? And he took that literally to mean wanted to know how far into the classroom, how far towards my desk would I need to be before I'd be prepared to answer that question for him.